We're going to end the week now with a story about a hip-hop duo in California with roots in Panama. They're called Los Ruckus, and they're getting a lot of buzz with their first album on a major label. These guys are embracing what it means to be an immigrant and Afro-Latino in the U.S. Here's The World's Monica Campbell.
Let's start with the band's name, Los Ruckus. It's based on a slur in Panama for someone from the streets.
The reason why we decided to call ourselves Los Ruckus is just to show the world that everything that's come from the ghetto is not negative, you know?
That's Abdul Ruben Dominguez. He goes by Ruckadoon. He's 26 and came to the U.S. from Panama as a teenager. He raps, and so does his cousin.
Ricardo Betancourt, and I am Ruckarich.
He was born in California to parents from Panama. And together, the cousins mix hip-hop, reggaeton, and soul. Their first hit in 2006 was a party song called Bounce.
This is when we knew we had something special. Because at every youth event, when we performed this song, they would go crazy. We even had a dance to it. And the whole crowd would do the dance with us.
Now, Los Ruckus are elbowing their way into the mainstream, collaborating with artists like Deborah Harry, E-40, and Snoop Dogg. They told me their story while they took me on a nostalgia tour.
Where are we going?
On Shattuck, we're going to go to Rasputin's.
We go to the record store in Berkeley, where they hawked their first CDs out front on the street. We also dropped by a youth center in Oakland, where they performed as teenagers.
Oh, what's up, man?
Shaka Jamal Redman mentors young musicians here. He remembers Los Ruckus in 2006 as a rare act, rapping in Spanish and English, bringing both Latino and black kids to the same show.
So, and just, you know, having them, it was like, okay, people, like, okay, there's more people that look like you, where are you from? And it just having them here and around gets just expands people's minds, and the beats were knocking.
But these days, Los Ruckus are going deeper, more political. Ruckadoon says being in America has cracked open how he sees himself.
I learned more about my culture here. Yes, like I learned about being a Afro-Latino here in the United States. I moved in with this family. They were really Afrocentric. They have Malcolm X pictures on the wall, you know, a lot of books about slavery, about just the Africans that came before slavery. That's how I learned.
As Ruckadoon began to change, his cousin got thinking, too.
It wasn't really like he was preaching at me, though. It wasn't no preaching. It was never that. Because it's like you get to realize certain things, you know, and it's like, wow.
What were you realizing?
I was realizing how amazing being black is.
It was stuff Ruckarich says he never talked about growing up in California.
When I went to school, you know, people would be like, you're not black. You're not black, you Mexican or whatever, you know, because I'm Latin, you know, but I've always known I was black. I'm like, bro, look at me, bro. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't speak Spanish, what do you think I am? You're going to think I'm black mixed with something, you know?
The duo's more serious themes are clear in one of their latest songs called Sueño Americano.
That's right. Yo soy inmigrante y se me trata a mí como que, ay, ay. Sueño Americano.
The verse goes, I'm an immigrant, and they treat me like I'm a criminal. And the video for the song is pretty rough. It shows a young immigrant frustrated, out of work, and sentenced to death for a robbery that goes wrong. Ruckarich knows firsthand what can happen when immigration and the law collide. His dad once held a green card, but he committed crimes and was kicked out of the U.S.
He made all the wrong choices. They didn't give him a second chance. They just like, you know what? Deportation.
Ruckadoon was undocumented himself for years until he got his green card recently. He wants to express how tough it was to get his footing here.
It's like a letter to my family back home, you know. I'm showing them all my insecurities, my fears, you know, what's going on over here. A lot of people back home got a perspective of United States, like, it's all color de rosas, and when you get over there, you know, they want you to send money back because they think you're balling over here, you know?
Ruckadoon raps, life in America is not what I thought, and even less how they think it is, those who don't live here. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Oakland.
Sueño Americano.
es el sueño americano. Sueño americano.
We've got the video for Sueño Americano on our website, along with our growing playlist of songs about immigration. Know any? Share them with us at PRI.org.